From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Many victims of Typhoon Haiyan are complaining they've received no support yet, days after the storm struck. Rescue and relief efforts continue in the Philippines, where 10,000 people are estimated to have been killed. The United States is sending supplies and manpower to the region to help the more than 9 million people affected by the country's worst natural disaster. From New York, Nick Harper.
The US is continuing to send troops and aid to the worst affected areas of the Philippines as the country tries to deal with the devastation caused by Typhoon Haiyan. Two US C-130 planes have flown supplies from the capital Manila to the city of Tacloban, the hardest hit area where thousands are feared to have died. US Marines stationed on the Japanese island of Okinawa are assisting, as well as rescue teams, airlift helicopters and logistical officers, all there to help in the relief and recovery efforts. Meanwhile, at the United Nations in New York, the Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has said he is extremely concerned about the impact of Typhoon Haiyan and has offered the UN's support to the region. Nick Harper, New York.
US Secretary of State John Kerry says it was Iran that backed out of a deal on its nuclear program at talks in Geneva. It had been reported an agreement wasn't reached at the weekend because of French concerns. The P5 plus one countries, the US, UK, France, Russia and China plus Germany, will now meet Iran again in the coming weeks to continue negotiations. But John Kerry, speaking in Abu Dhabi, said the lack of a deal in Geneva was not because France had reservations about what was being proposed.
There was unity, but Iran couldn't take it at that particular moment. They weren't able to accept that particular agreement. So hard work was done. Progress was made. The P5 plus one was united. There is a gap still between what language may be appropriate that they're prepared to accept. But the concept that we are all working on, we have absolute unity on.
Cambodia should have sovereignty over disputed land around the Priya Vihear temple on the border with Thailand, according to a ruling from the UN's highest court. The International Court of Justice in The Hague says Thailand must withdraw any soldiers from the area. The rift, which is long-standing, has led to clashes between the two nations, who both lay claim to the land. India's mission to Mars has hit a problem after a planned engine burn failed to raise the spacecraft's orbit around the Earth by the expected amount. The issue occurred during a manoeuvre designed to boost the craft's maximum distance to 100,000 kilometres. A problem with the liquid fuel thruster caused the vehicle to fall short. But the head of the Indian Space Research Organisation says the spacecraft remains healthy and the mission intact. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Syria's opposition has indicated it would attend a peace conference in Geneva, Switzerland, but only if a number of conditions were met. Among them, the Syrian National Coalition is demanding that humanitarian aid be deployed to specific areas ahead of international talks with the Syrian government to end civil violence in the country. Our Europe editor Sandra Gatman reports.
Efforts by the United Nations, the United States and Russia to bring two sides of the Syrian conflict to the negotiating table in Geneva may be seeing a setback now that the Syrian opposition has come forward with demands. The Syrian National Coalition, who've been calling for President Bashar al-Assad to step down, say they don't want Assad to form any part of an agreed transitional government. They want their political prisoners freed and guarantees that aid agencies will be allowed access to certain war-ravaged parts of the country. The Syrian government previously rejected any preconditions for talks in Geneva scheduled for November.
Four men accused of conspiring to assist a suicide bomber who carried out an attack at one of Moscow's international airports in 2011 have been jailed in Russia. Three received life sentences, one more was sentenced to 10 years in jail. 37 people were killed and over 100 injured in the blast, allegedly masterminded by Chechen separatist leader Doku Umarov. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
Islam Anilyes Yandiev and Bashir Khamkhoev are accused of conspiring in an act of terror, murder and attempted murder. The brother of the suicide bomber, Ahmed Yevloev, received a shorter term because he was a minor at the time of the attack. They housed and provided explosives to the alleged suicide bomber, a 20-year-old native of the Rostov Republic of Ingushetia, who carried out the attack in the airport's arrivals area. The leader of a Chechen separatist group, Doku Umarov, claimed he had ordered the bombings. It was part of an Islamist insurgency's fight against the military operations of Russian special forces in the North Caucasus region.
And that's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.